tasya pratita kripaya shri gurum tam natosmi. Vandeham shri guru shiyatav parakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamsa shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunatam vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri vishakhan vitamscha hare krishna hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare hare. Thank you to all the devotees of participating in this Hare Krishna festival. Devotees have come from Hyderabad, other parts of Telangana, and even from that terrible place called Andhra Pradesh to participate in this festival. Thank you especially to the Rangoli ladies. And very great congratulations to Vishnu Swami Das Adhikari. Who has completed covering all the areas, all the towns and villages of Telangana with the Sankirtan Padyatra. Along with his team, they have been on the road for almost 3 years. Giving up the comforts of city life and going town to town, village to village, walking in the heat, in the rain. There is sometimes rain in Telangana. Sometimes there's rain in Telangana, you might have noticed. And cold also, sometimes it's cold. So he keeps on going. To bring the message of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the people of this land. This Krishna Consciousness Movement is an educational movement. Shiksha. Shiksha. It is not meant for giving the kind of education that you get in the schools and the colleges. The education in the schools and the colleges is how to get a degree so you can get a job and so you can get money. But there's no information about the actual purpose of life. So this education begins with real education begins with understanding that life in this material world is full of various miseries. This is not taught in the schools and colleges. Nor is it taught on the TV or in the cinema. On the TV, you'll see all pretty young girls dancing around. But there's no information that these pretty young girls will, after a pretty short time, become unpretty old women and then they'll die. And actually, for the sinful activity of showing their body to incite people's sexual desires, they will have to take birth in a lower species of life. So there is no such education in the schools and colleges or the TV or the newspapers. The parents don't teach it. People are born in ignorance and they die in ignorance. So this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for giving spiritual knowledge based on Bhagavad Gita. Now generally people think, well, Bhagavad Gita is some Hindu belief. But Bhagavad Gita, it's spoken by Krishna, points out janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukha. This material world is full of the misery of repeated birth and death with disease and old age. This is not belief, this is a fact. People, they may have heard this, but they don't take it very seriously. Yeah, you can do from the side, it's better. They think, well, yeah, okay, that's some kind of... Some Swamis, they say things like that. But anyway, maybe we have to die, but in the meantime, we can enjoy ourselves. Here, I have a suggestion for a videographer. You could come and sit just, if you come just here, and you can shoot from there. And then you'll be happy, and everyone else will be happy also. Yeah, just from that. All right? But this knowledge is the most important knowledge. And what to do about it? What should we do to get free from this suffering of repeated birth and death? The answer is that we should revive our dormant love of Krishna. And that is possible by chanting, it's in this Kali Yuga especially, that is possible by chanting the names of Krishna. That's why there is the Sankirtan Padayatra. Generally in India, when there are padyatras nowadays, organized padyatras, that's mostly political padyatras. A few days ago, I was in Tirupati. And in the streets, there were, just like we had, people, just like now, we had people chanting, singing, with drums and a sound system. So we saw that in the streets of Tirupati also. And they were singing something in Telugu. as you can understand, I don't understand Telugu. But in between, every now and then I'd hear Andhra Pradesh, lululululu, something like that. So it was some political bhajans for getting Andhra Pradesh recognized as a special state status, something like that. Just as until recently there was a movement going on in Telangana, Jai Telangana, so now there's a movement going on in Andhra Pradesh. Town to town, village to village, doing bhajans, Andhra Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh. And previously here it was Telangana, Telangana. This is all foolishness. Because human life is not meant for making some political adjustments. To have bhajans is very good, but we should be praising Krishna, not Telangana. By praising Telangana, we may get birth in Telangana again, maybe as a frog or a dog, not necessarily as a human being. But by praising Krishna, we go to Krishna. By taking birth in this material world, we have to suffer again and again. By going to Krishna, we enjoy spiritual bliss with Krishna eternally. Now, people are simply wasting their valuable human form of life. Even if they try to become religious, then they get misled. So this Krishna consciousness movement is giving genuine spiritual knowledge. And genuine spiritual practice. Genuine spiritual knowledge means it's based on Vedas, eternal knowledge. The essence of all the Vedas is spoken by Lord Sri Krishna, that is Bhagavad Gita. So we don't just make something up. We don't just say, I had a dream and then I realized I was God. We don't speak any such nonsense. This Krishna consciousness movement is based on the principles of spiritual knowledge which have been taught by self-realized persons since time immemorial, based on Shastra. And we are giving the genuine practice also. That if we want to become spiritually pure, then we have to be very serious in our practice. We have to lead a pure life. That means we can't become spiritually advanced if we're addicted to, for instance, watching television. Our food should be pure, that means that we should take only sattvic foods offered to Krishna and taken as Krishna prasada. And there's no question of such dirty things as alcohol and tobacco. It may seem like a great challenge for people in the modern age. Because from the beginning of life, people are subjected to all kinds of wrong habits. But we want to inform everyone that this way of life given by the modern civilization is totally misleading. We should be serious about understanding that we are trapped in the cycle of birth and death. We should take advantage of this rare human birth to get free from the cycle of birth and death. But we're going to have to make a very serious effort. Fortunately, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that serious effort doesn't mean that we have to take very great difficulties. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not ask us to perform very difficult austerities. He simply asks us to chant the holy names of Krishna, to cultivate the knowledge given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and to lead a pure spiritual life. That may be done as a sannyasi or as a grihastha. It doesn't matter, one can be whatever situation one's in. But one should be very serious about this. Don't be misled. There's so much misleading in the modern society. The influence of Rajoguna is very strong. Rajoguna means that which excites our senses. Vishayendriya Samyogam, the joining of the senses with the sense objects. So everywhere there are advertisements, enjoy this, enjoy that, enjoy something else. Modern society offers, you can, for your eyes, you can see TV and cinema and all kinds of things on the internet. For your ears, you can have some little earplugs and your iPod and go around listening all day to some music. There are all kinds of food you can purchase just everywhere, all kinds of food. And the demons, they are encouraging, eat meat. Then you'll become very strong. Then you can have plenty of sex. Then you'll go to hell. That they don't tell you. So the modern society is promoting this life of sense gratification. Do not be misled. No one is happy by this life of sense gratification. The actual fact is that people are becoming more and more unhappy. So take to this pure spiritual culture. The essence of the great Indian spiritual culture for this Kali Yuga, the essence is chanting the holy names of Krishna. Harinam, Jap, Kirtan, and understanding the truth as given in the Shastra. Our spiritual master Srila Prabhupada brought this gift of spiritual knowledge and the chanting of the holy names to the whole world. These books of his have given this knowledge to people all over the world. Previously, outside of India, no one had any idea of the teachings of Gita and Bhagavatam. But now there are so many people all over the world chanting the names of Krishna and dedicating their life to Krishna. So we can have these books introduced. Maybe Narottam, you can do that. That's your specialty, introducing the books. Is there any question, please? If anyone has any question, they can. Do we have a Vikalp mic? It's cordless mic. If anyone would like to ask a question, they can come up to the front and we'll give the mic. Please come. Rendi, Rendi. That's one Telugu word I know. Now, there is a common misconception that Krishna is some kind of symbol of God. That the highest truth is impersonal or unmanifest, and Krishna is a manifest representative of that. But this idea is not supported by Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita. In fact, he refutes it. He says, Matav parataram nanyat kinchid asti nananjaya. He says, there is no truth higher than me. He says, avyaktam vyaktim apanam manyante mama buddhayaha. He says that people who think that I, Krishna, the person, vyaktim, is a manifestation of the avyakta, the unmanifest. Avyaktam vyaktim apanam manyante mam. Those who think this about me are abuddhayaha, means foolish. So this theory that Krishna is a representative of a truth which is higher than Krishna is propagated by people who are actually envious of Krishna. And do not want to accept the actual teachings of Bhagavad Gita. That is why Srila Prabhupada entitled his edition of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Jata Tata. Before Srila Prabhupada went to the Western countries, there were already about 300 editions of Bhagavad Gita printed. But none of them had become very popular. And no one ever became a devotee of Krishna by reading that. I remember before I read Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, I read an edition of Bhagavad Gita in English translation, and I finished reading it and I thought I didn't understand a single word of it. Later I realized I didn't understand a word of it because the translator also didn't understand a word of it. Because mostly the translators, they interpret it according to their own idea. But clearly the message of Bhagavad Gita is, well, let's say it, manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mang namaskaru. Krishna says, always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, bow down to me. So before Hare Krishna. Before Srila Prabhupada went to the Western countries, no one became a devotee of Krishna. After he went to the Western countries with Bhagavad Gita as it is, thousands of people became devotees of Krishna. Because the actual power of the message of Krishna came through. Another question?
Okay.
Where did you learn that from?
Question?
said unto me. What would you consider would constitute proof? Like what? What's that? Okay, so what would you consider to be a scientific proof that someone went back to Krishnaloka? Okay, well, like what? Can you propose an experiment? No, what you told them, but I'm asking you. What would you consider? You want proof, so what would you consider to be proof?
They want to see their eyes.
Okay, but if you saw someone came and said, I went to Krishnaloka, then he's not in Krishnaloka. So? You see with your eyes, so many things you see with your eyes are misleading. Isn't it? And so many things you don't see with your eyes exist. Have you seen the mind? Have you seen electricity? No. Have you seen black holes in space? You going to translate all of this? So you ask him that, okay, you want scientific proof. So do you believe in subatomic particles? You believe in that? In the existence? So have you seen it? But you don't know. They believe in scientific experiments. They don't know. They don't know how to do the scientific experiment.
The argument is like Newton's experiment.
No, but you don't know. You don't know what to do. You haven't got a clue what to do. So why do you believe it? No, it's not. You don't know what the experiment... Tell me what the experiment is. You just believe what someone tells you. You just have blind faith. Isn't it? You can't even tell me what the experiment is. So you... So you say you want scientific proof of the soul, but you don't know anything about scientific proof. You just blindly believe what someone tells you, what is called scientific proof. So don't ask foolish questions. Tell him. When you say scientific proof, but you don't even know what scientific proof means. Is there scientific proof of black holes? Is there scientific proof of Big Bang theory? You just believe it because you blindly follow, that's all. We can give proof, but you have to accept the methodology. You have to study. Just like if you want proof of the existence of subatomic particles, you have to study. You have to follow the methodology, the standard methodology of the particular discipline. So we can give proof, but you have to become a student. Even to understand understand the scientific theories behind the existence of subatomic particles, you have to take time. It'll take some years before you can come to that level. So you come and accept the methodology and you can prove it. You can get proof. In the meantime, you're just talking dogmatically. You never even thought about such questions. You just like some kind of machine, you say, oh, there's no scientific proof. You don't know, you don't even know what scientific proof of anything is. Even if you ask him, how can you prove that water is composed of hydrogen and oxygen? They might not even know how to prove that. What is the proof that water is composed of hydrogen and oxygen? Can you tell me? Can you tell me? It's the first thing you learn in chemistry class. Can you tell me? You don't even know that? You burn hydrogen in an atmosphere of oxygen, which is the general atmosphere, and condense the produced gas and you get water. But then how do you prove you started with hydrogen? How do you prove that the gas that you're burning is actually hydrogen? And how do you prove that it's H2O and not H2O2, for instance? So once you start asking, you may think it's a very simple question, prove, but even at the basic level of, even in the most basic science, there are so many built-in assumptions. Which, if you start asking questions, then even the Nobel Prize winners, they'll get confused. What's the question? Okay. It's a bit of a high question for a public meeting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he took darshan of Jagannath, he saw Krishna playing a flute. You can surmise the rest of the answer from that. Okay, we'll finish there now. Give, to announce the books.